بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. This is a continuation for the book of Adiyat. And this concerning the blood money. And this is the 10th tape for the album, the 5th album. And this concerning Hadith 1009 in page number 416, concerning the hadith which he reported by Abu Bakr ibn Muhammad ibn Amr ibn Hazm concerning the book that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent to the people of Yemen, and in it is written the blood money. So now, if the family of the victim accept the blood money, now the blood money will be equal to the price of 100 camels. That means you're going to give them 100 camels, or you're going to give them the price of 100 camels. Okay? And I say that the price is approximately something like between $1,000 to 1500. So multiply this by 100. Okay? This will be the blood money for one person that is killed. Now, the parts of the human being, some of them are one, some of them are two, some of them are four. As example, you have one nose, this is one part, okay? You have two eyes, you have two lips, okay? So the two lips is an equal blood money, a full blood money for both of them. So if one cut a one lip, now he have to pay a half of the blood money. The fingers of the two hands are 10. Okay, so now you have two eyes. So if one book your eye, and now you're going to let it go, you don't want to book his eye, you receive money, you will get a 50 camels. Okay, now you have the, what you call the eyelids. This is four. Now the teeth, you have, anybody know how you mean? Oh, how do you know this?
Some people got three.
Three what?
Teeth.
No.
A normal human being.
Okay. So in the whole teeth, 32, okay, the equal one blood money. So in one tooth is... Not 100 camels. The whole thing is 100 camel.
Yes.
So 100 camels, you understand, you divide it by 32,
that's
is
1/32 of 100 camels.
Which is 5. Okay. And for the finger is 10 camels, okay? So basically, if this the way how it goes about the body of a human being, if somebody spoil, okay, a human being part, we're going to look at this part, is it one in the body or two? So the nose is one, okay? So in this is say that it contains the blood money for a life is 100 camels for killing somebody. Now the family of the victim want to take the money will be 100 camels. Okay, that full blood money, full, that means the same amount, must be paid for the complete cutting of a nose. Okay, the complete cutting of a nose, not part of it. Part of it will be less, okay, you divide it like one third, one fourth, whatever, but for one nose will be the whole. Yes, okay, because now you're still alive, but you're alive without nose. Yes. The eyes, the tongue, the lips, okay, the penis, okay, all these things, it shows you that if it's one or two or three pieces, so will be the same thing. And also concerning a person that wounded in the head, is a third of the blood money, and it depends also if it bears to your forehead, if it goes to another bones, all the things. There is a people will tell you exactly how much for each thing like this, okay? And for tooth, 5 camels, you see? For 1 tooth, 5 camels. And for a wounded which lays bare the bones of 5 camels, and I'm looking here for the fingers to give you idea, okay? 10 camels, okay? So this is the book of Adiyat. This is the book of the blood money, how much a person have to pay. But if somebody said, no, I'm not going to accept the money, I don't care about these 10 camels. So now you have no choice except that you're going to put your finger down there and you're going to cut your finger.
What about the hair?
The hair? The hair? It no, there is wait, it coming, okay. The hadith number 1010 in page number 418. Inshallah, we'll go about details because you see that mean now you're going to tell me about the toe and the nose and but I'm telling you that in general that there is something for everything here. And this hadith is weak, the one number 1010, we leave it alone, and you go to hadith number 1011, same page. إِنَّ أَعْتَى النَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ ثَلَاثًا مَنْ قَتَلَ فِي حَرَمِ اللَّهِ أَوْ قَتَلَ غَيْرَ قَاتِلِهِ أَوْ قَتَلَ لِذَحْلِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. Okay, this is the words three kinds of people. The people most insulted with Allah are three. The most insulted people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? A person that who kills someone in the haram. Okay? He did not. That mean you killing somebody, this is haram itself, and you killing him in the haram, okay, which is a town and a city and a place which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it secret, even not only for the human being, even for the birds, even for the trees. You are not supposed to go to the haram and, you understand, be cutting trees and making the birds running away and hunting deer and things like this. Everything have to be secret there, alright? The second person that you go kill is a different person from the killer. Okay? So, instead of killing the killer, he will kill his cousin as example. And continue like this. Okay? Exactly. And a person who will be fighting and kill someone for the revenge or something from what is from the Jahiliyyah pre-Islam, okay, for whatever it is, things that tribalism, okay, tribalism, not for any just cause, he's against my tribe or he's not one of us, he's different color, when whatever it is, that you understand, things is not related to al-Islam, there is no just cause, and go cut, kill him for this. So this is the most transgressive persons and the worst in the sight of Allah in the day of judgment. And we understand from this hadith that disobedience of Allah in the haram is worse in the sin and more serious than any other place. That if somebody kill, he be killed, but not to kill somebody else that related to him instead of him. Now we see the next hadith concerning the person that been killed by mistake. And as I explained before, it came here in the hadith, دية الخطأ وشبه العمد ما كان بالصوت والعصا مائة من الإبل منها أربعون في بطونها أولادها. The hadith from Abdullah ibn Amr, and the hadith is authentic. This hadith number 1012 concerning the blood money. And the blood money in this case is going to be 100 camels. 100 camels, among them it have to be 40 camels that pregnant. Okay, 40 camels that are pregnant. This is more than 40 camels because that they carrying baby camels in their stomach. And this concerning murder by mistake. Okay, like a person that been somebody hit him by unintentionally or by mistake, okay, or he used a means, but usually the means is not a means of killing. He didn't shoot him with a gun, but he hit him with a stick. Okay, next hadith number 1013 from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال هذه وهذه سواء يعني الخنصر والإبهام. Okay, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and the hadith is authentic, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these two fingers are equal, this and this equal, okay, the little finger and the thumb, doesn't matter. Okay, so that mean you going to be paying the blood money, doesn't matter this one is thick and this one is small, this one is fat, this one is okay, still the blood money equal. If you cut the thumb of somebody, that your thumb will be cut, okay, not the little one, not the middle one, or that he say this one is small, that it should be, no, Rasulullah said that the fingers are equal, and so the person will be paying the same amount of money. The same thing will be applied also to the tooth, to the teeth, okay, doesn't matter, say, somebody says the teeth in the front doesn't have too much work really, because it show in the back, and this is the most important. Yo, but this is the most important to you. To some people care about the front teeth, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all the teeth for function. Some of them maybe doesn't chew, but some of them allows you to pronounce properly, or for you present you to look good in front of the people. And you know how a lot of people care about the way they look. So for one missing tooth, okay, is a big thing to them. Okay, so it doesn't matter, okay, what tooth it is going to be 5 camels for it, or the same tooth will be broken. The next hadith Abu Dawood and the Tirmidhi, al-asabi' sawa wal-asnan sawa, and this hadith also is authentic, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the teeth are equal to the and also the fingers are the same, equal. Okay, so don't say this is a small one, this is big one, or this teeth is back and this one to the front, doesn't matter. وَلَبْنِ حِبَّانِ دِيَةُ أَصَابِعُ الْيَدَيْنِ وَالْرِجْلَيْنِ سَوَاءٍ عَشْرٌ مِنَ الْإِبِلِ لِكُلِّ أُصْبَعٍ. The diya, the blood money for the finger that in your hand, or that the finger in your feet, or we call it a toe, is still the same. 10 camels, the blood money. Somebody say, yeah, the fingers, because I tie with my fingers, but my toe is always inside the socks, nobody see it, okay, I give you, understand, couple $100 and you should be happy and this it. No. Doesn't matter, okay? So Prophet said, all of them, doesn't matter if in your feet or in your hand, they are equal. Hadith number 1014, and this hadith narrated by Amr ibn Shu'aib from his father, from his grandfather, that man tatabbada walam yakun bittib ma'rufa fa'asaba nafsan fama dunaha fahuwa damin. The hadith is hasan, that somebody act as if he's a doctor but he never been trained or went to school to be a doctor, walaykum as-salam, and now you cause a harm to somebody, you are responsible about it. You are responsible. So if he given him the wrong medicine or he operating him and the person die, now since you are not trained to be a doctor, neither you study and known to be a doctor, and you operate or describe a medicine to the people, and as a result of this somebody died or his kidney got spoiled or dysfunction, whatever it is, you are responsible and you're going to pay for it. Don't say, oh, I'll try to do a good deed or I'll try to help him, because this is not your professional and you step to something is not yours. Okay. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في المواضع خمس من الإبل والأصابع سواء كلهن عشر عشر من الإبل. The same hadith again. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said five camels to be paid for every wounded wound. Okay, which lies bare a bone. Okay, that for to cut somebody in his head or whatever it is, like a wound, okay? Five camels. And fingers, toes, 10 camels. Okay? So, inshallah, we're going to have to, okay, maybe we can try to finish this, if you don't mind. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saying hadith number 1016, and this from Amr ibn Shu'aib an Abihi an Jaddi, from the same chain, that Amr from his father, from his grandfather, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is page that 421, عقل أهل الذمة نصف عقل المسلمين, رواه أحمد والأربعة. This hadith is Hassan. This part of the hadith is Hassan until here. And the one that in Abu Dawood, the collection of Imam Abu Dawood, دية المعاهد نصف دية الحر. Okay, up to here is Hassan. The third part, عقل المرأة مثل عقل الرجل حتى يبلغ الثلث من دياتها. This part is authentic. Okay, and you understand that the hadith is Hassan is less degree than the authentic hadith, that less in the strength. Okay, the hadith, the sahih is more stronger than the hadith is Hassan. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about the blood money for the people of the book, okay, who are living under the supervision of the Islamic government and they pay in the jizya, okay, that the blood money of one of them is what? Is half of the Muslim. Why? Because the superiority of Islam. There is no any religion can be equal to Islam. Okay? So when there is a blood money to be paid as a result of killing non-Muslim, if he from the people of Dhimma, people of Al-Kitab, they have a treaty and protected by the Islamic government, the blood money is what? 50 camels. Why? Because they are less in the value What is make the value of them less is the iman, because they are not Muslims. Okay. And diyatul mu'ahid, okay, less for diyatul hur. And also the person who have a treaty or covenant is made half of the free man. Okay, he is still Christian or a Jew, but he have a treaty, okay, to be living under the Islamic government to be protected. So if something happened to him, the blood money to be paid to his family is what? Half. And the blood money of a woman or for a woman is the same as that for a man, up to the third of the blood of money for her life. Okay, so if it comes to things like the nose as example, not the full nose, because we said in a full nose will be what? A full blood money. So everything the woman will be equal to what? To the blood money of a man, except it comes to something that to be a third of the blood money, like one teeth or half of the third of the nose and things like this will be a different amount. حتى يبلغ ثلث من ديتها. Okay. Inshallah, we're going to have to stop here due to the time of Salah, and we continue inshallah to next Tuesday. Is anybody planning to be here tomorrow for shelter? Shelter. If it happens that somebody planning to be here, maybe we'll conduct a class. If not, inshallah, I recommend that you say your dhikr in the morning. If you can keep with the dhikr that Rasulullah ﷺ taught us to say in the morning, like Bismillah الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء, three times. Say قل هو الله أحد, قل أعوذ برب الفلق, قل أعوذ برب الناس, three times. And all Bismillah الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. But nevertheless, if you want to come, inshallah we'll try to have the place open for you. And as I said, if somebody want to come for class tomorrow, because I know that some of you used to come for Brother Hassan, and maybe you still have the motivation to continue. So if anybody want to come tomorrow, we can have a Aqidah class tomorrow. So we can work at least with five people, which is Jabir is one, this is two, and Anwar is three, okay, four and a half, so we don't have enough blood money. Okay, so, huh? So inshallah we, huh? After we finish inshallah the chapter, will be difficult for people to come at 6:30 tomorrow. Anybody have a problem? Because Maghrib comes 7:30, or you rather to have from after Maghrib is better. After Maghrib, anybody else is better for him after Maghrib? Alright, we can have a class inshallah tomorrow after Maghrib inshallah. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Allahu nasbis ahmadu wa astaeenu wa astaghfiruhu, na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina, yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu, ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء, واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام, إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, His forgiveness for me and for you and all the Muslims. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the Sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. Adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. This is the 11th class, and this is a continuation for the previous class. We still in the tape number 10 for the 5th album of explanation of Kitab Bulugh al-Maram lil-Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. And we still continue talking about the blood money. So again, this is continuation for the previous class. And if I'm not mistaken, that the last hadith that we dealt with last time was 1015. And if I'm mistaken, please somebody correct me, that this is the last hadith that we talked about it last week. If this is correct, I should continue. It's correct, okay. hadith number 15 after the first 1000 in page number 420. وعنه, that mean from Amr ibn Shu'aib, عن أبيه, عن جدي, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في المواضح خمس من الإبل. رواه أحمد والأربعة وزاد أحمد والأصابع سواء كلهن عشر من الإبل. This hadith reported by Amr ibn Shu'aib from his father, from his grandfather. And the hadith in the collection of Ibn Khuzaymah and Ibn Jarud, the hadith classified to be authentic, inshallah. And the hadith takes about blood money, but this concerning al-mawadih. And the mawadih here concerning wounded places in the head or in the face, that if somebody wounded somebody, okay, intentionally or unintentionally, transgressor or whatever it is, that number one, he has the right to wound him in the same quality, in the same spot, the same place. Otherwise, that Islam had given the blood money or recommended the blood money to be taken place instead of doing the same to the person. So here, if somebody wounded somebody, now he have to give him an equal amount. He give him 5 camels for each wound or every cut in the face, in the head, okay? Or amount of money which is equal to 5 camels, and we can estimate something like between five to $7,000 approximately, okay? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wal asabi'u sawa' kulluhunna," that fingers are equal, okay? That 10 camels in each finger. So doesn't matter if this is the smaller one or the middle one or the big one. Don't say this is a small finger and this is the thumb is fatter and bigger. That is no. The Prophet ﷺ said that the blood money for one finger, how many? 10 camels. All right. And as I explained last week, if you still remember this, that parts of your body, that some of them that is only you have one, like your nose, okay, and some that you have two, like what, ears, eyes, and things like this, okay. So the thing that has a bare, that mean two, this have a full blood money. The two ears as example, or two eyes, this is a full blood money. The nose, because you have one nose, if somebody break your nose, okay, so now how much blood money he have to pay? Equal 100 camel, okay, because the nose is considered one part, okay, and it goes like this to anything in your body. So now the 100 camels, this is the amount of blood money, and the fingers, the hands, okay, or the fingers, all of them, this is 5 and 5, this is 10, okay, so 100 divided by 10 will be what? Will be 10, okay? So that means for one finger, each finger will be 10 camels. And the same applies to the toes, okay? 10 camels for each toe. So now you have the choice between cutting his toe like he cut your toe, or that you will settle, and the settlement will be what? 10 camels, that you have the right to take this amount of money. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that the fingers and the toes are equal. 10 camels must be paid for every and each one of them. Hadith number 16 after the first 1000, وَعَنْهُ, is from the same authority, that mean Amr ibn Shu'ayb again. And hadith in the collection of Imam ibn Khuzaymah. Hadith is authentic, inshallah. That قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عقل أهل الذمة نصف عقل المسلمين. Okay, the people of ذمة, the people who have treaty, they are not Muslims, Jewish or Christian, but they are living under the Islamic government with a means of protection, okay, and they paying the jizya, paying the money that is supposed to be paid for the Islamic government to be sheltering them and taking care of them. So now concerning the people of Dhimma, the people of the book, the people of the book, okay, if something happened to them, their blood money is half from the blood money of the Muslims, okay? Why? We said because what's make different, all the human beings are same, doesn't matter whatever background, whatever color, whatever language they talk, all, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, the believers are brothers, okay? And there is no superiority for Arab over non-Arab, or black over white, or white over yellow. All the human beings are equal, are the same, okay? But what is makes different between human being is the belief. And there is no religion or any belief under the earth that's superior than Islam. And is no religion under the sun acceptable today except Islam. Okay? They will have the right to remain alive. They will pay the jizya. Okay? But we did not believe that they are believers. We call them people of the book, or we call them kuffar, whatever you're going to call them. But if they die without tawbah, without taking shahada, they will go to hellfire. And no doubt, no discussion, no ifs, no buts, like Hassan always say this expression. No ifs and no buts about this one, okay? If he die without taking shahada, he will go to hellfire. So the people of them, or the people who have a treaty, that means, what's this word, Solomon, or they go under a promise, be given a protection for them?
Covenant?
Huh? No. What's this word, when one goes from the country, he goes and...
Asylum.
Okay. Those people also come under this kind of treaty and protection, and still Ahlul Kitab, if something happened to them, the diya and the blood money of whatever happened to them is half of the Muslim. So that means if somebody cut somebody's finger from the people of the book, okay, how much money he would get?
Five camels,
okay? And the blood money, if one kill one, a Muslim kill non-Muslim, from who under the protection of the Islamic government or the people of Zimma, that they pay the jizya, they will get what? 50 camels. Okay? They will get 50 camels. And the Prophet ﷺ says that the diya, or the blood money of mu'ahid, the person who has this kind of protection, is a half of the diya of the free person, that means a Muslim. Okay? And the blood money of a woman is equal to the blood money of a man, with exception if reach to a third from the her blood money. Okay, as example, what is the third of the blood money? 30 camels, 30 some camels, okay? So now if...
66.
No, a third, okay? Let's say 30. So now if one somebody break her finger, she will take 10 camels. If two fingers will be 20 camels. Three fingers, okay, will be 30 camels. Now, four fingers will be 20.
30.
Okay? Why? Because now she have up to the third of the blood money. And after she reaches this amount, it reduces the amount. This is the law as it came in this hadith. I don't know how the blood money of for a woman is the same for a man up to the third of blood money for her life. It's not too much explanation, but basically this what it is to be explained. Now hadith 17 after the first thousand in page number 421. وعنه is from the same Sahabi, which is Amr ibn Shu'aib. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عقل شبه العمد مغلظ مثل عقل العمد ولا يقتل صاحبه وذلك أن ينزو الشيطان فيكون دما بين الناس في غير ضغينة ولا حمل السلاح. The hadith is classified to be Hassan, good, although that is say in your book there that is weak, but with other narration or with other resources and information, the hadith found to be Hassan. And Shibh al-Amd, to kill with intention to kill, but you're using a tool which is not used for killing. Okay? Like a stick, smacking somebody in the face, things like that. Okay? That you have this hard feeling in the heart and about, but you know that these things it doesn't kill, but it happens that the person die. So like almost with intention to kill, but not that is going to kill. And also like things like happen by mistakes, as example, let's say that somebody was sleeping and he roll over, or he flip over his bed or fall from his bed and he fall on somebody like bunk bed, okay? So somebody was in the top bed and somebody sleeping in the bottom bed. Now the person in the second floor or the second, the, in the top bed, fall in the person on the lower bed and he kill him, the both of them sleeping. But because the weight of it, let's say as a child, as example, sleeping in the first bomb and adult sleeping in the second, okay? So this was not intentionally. It happened by mistake, by accident. But still, that it have to be blood money for this child that been killed, okay? So here, if something happened with intention to kill but was not using the means of killing or tools of killing, that we call it shibhan, almost similar to intentionally. I think there is a legality term for it, but I forgot it now. What it is, what they say it, I mean. They use it sometimes in the court. And
involuntary.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
okay. So involuntarily slaughtering or whatever it is, or shoving it or whatever. So ولا يقتل صاحب وذلك أن ينزل الشيطان. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he gave example. Like the devil, this excites discord between people, and hence is a cause shedding of blood between men, going to no hatred or bearing of arms. Okay, so the people they understand like was the start like an argument or fight, whatever it is, and people start hitting each other, and the shaitan get in the middle. Was no intentionally before and was no carrying gun or preparation for this to happen. Okay? So this, you could not say that we have to kill the killer. Okay? You could not kill the killer in this condition. But you will take what you take, blood money in this case. Hadith 18 after 1000. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما عن this hadith that goes until page number 422. We're going to leave the hadith due to the fact that hadith is weak. The last hadith in the chapter of blood money, page number 422, hadith 19 after the first thousand. وعن أبي رمثة قال أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعي ابني فقال من هذا فقلت ابني وأشهد به فقال أما إنه لا يجني عليك ولا تجني عليه رواه مسلم عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Oh, by the way, brother Jabir had asked about last week concerning the hair. And I forgot to tell you that the beard, the whole beard, consider like one part. So this is blood money for the beard. If somebody attack you or make you sleeping and shave your beard, Islamically, because you could not go shave his beard because it's haram to shave a beard. So now you request a blood money which is 100 camel. If somebody shave your head, a blood money, 100 camel. If we shave one of your eyebrows, how much?
50.
Okay? Alhamdulillah. So, Now this hadith number 19 after a thousand, the Prophet ﷺ was asking this Abi Rimsa. He said, who's this person with you? He said, this is my son and I bear witness that he's mine. That means he didn't negate him, he didn't objected to say that this is my son. He said, it's mine. Okay? This is my son. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for sure you will neither be held responsible for his crime, neither he be responsible about your crime. That means if the father killed, okay, you don't go take the son and kill him. Or if the son kill, you don't go and take the father and kill him, okay? You are not responsible about the action of your son who had reached age of puberty. Neither the son is responsible about the action of his father. Everybody responsible about his own action. And this also shows you how is Islam concerned about the protection of the people life, and that Islam is concerned about the rights of the human being in general, regardless if it's a father or son, that everybody responsible about his own action. Now we go to chapter number 2 in page number 422, and this is a new chapter and is still under the book of Jinayat. This chapter concerning Al-Qasama. Al-Qasama now is take from the Qasam. The Qasam is to swear. Okay. Let's say Uqsimu Billah Al-Azim, that I swear by Allah. Okay. And Al-Qasama was something which is known before Islam, and when Islam came, he confirmed it or he kept it. Okay. And Al-Qasama will be happening if somebody been died among people, been killed and nobody know who is the murderer, and it been found in the village or in the field of such people, and it happened to be an enmity or something or hatred or some kind of bad revenge and all the history between these two tribes. So now you could not point finger, but there is many things related or can point to the